From the beautiful Ixtapa, Mexico, welcome to episode 100 of the Be Yourself and Love It podcast with me, Anthony Samaroff. It's been a little bit of a while since I put out a Be Yourself and Love It podcast, 2 years in fact, but I'm astonishingly thrilled to resurrect the show just in time to tell you about an exciting project that I'm involved in. I know you're going to love this show. We're in the midst of an infertility epidemic. I'm Anthony Samaroff, and I'm here with the great Dr. Megan Manco. And we're going to talk a little bit about the crisis of infertility and what we can do about it, because we've got some solutions here. Could you tell us a little bit about where we're at with this?
Yeah. So right now, 1 in 6 people are infertile or have troubles conceiving. And it's a great passion of mine. I've really taken a special interest and focused on pelvic and sexual health because it's also not talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. And so many people are going through infertility or troubles conceiving, but it can be quite a lonely journey for people I've seen in my client base because there's all this hope and whatnot. So it's difficult to talk with friends and family. And again, people just feel like their body should be able to reproduce. Mm-hmm. We've been taught that, oh, it's so easy to get pregnant, but then when you're actually trying, sometimes we find out it's not at all.
So. Yeah, and I imagine it can be like very emotionally challenging because people actually dream their whole life of having children, and they might even spend a lot of time trying to find the right person to have children with. I know an increasing number of people are conceiving on their own, but it's a long journey even to get into the position where you're like, I'm stable in life, I've got the money or the circumstances that I want to bring a child into. And then you try and do that and you find that you're unable. And it must take a tremendous toll on people's self-esteem as well.
Yeah. Well, and so I'm a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine as well as an acupuncturist, and I was working within fertility clinics. And so I worked a lot with people going through the IVF and IUI mm-hmm. protocols mm-hmm. and trying to get pregnant that way. So it takes such a toll emotionally, right. Financially. IVF, IUI cycles cost between $10,000 to $20,000 per cycle in Canada with like a 20 to 30% success rate. So many people were going through multiple cycles of IVF, IUI. And then again, there's just this emotional turmoil of, okay, like super excited, went through the IVF process. And then sometimes you get the result you want, sometimes you don't. And so it's just so many ups and downs. And also, as we know, like emotional health is so important for the physical body as well. You can't have a physically stable body and emotionally dysregulated, it all plays into each other.
And then, the more pressure people are putting on themselves, it affects other aspects of their life. It affects the relationship together. The intimacy suddenly becomes about, can we have a baby? You can't be fully present during lovemaking and maybe argument. I heard that a large percentage of divorces now happen around inability to have children and the toll that takes on people.
It's huge because sex does become a chore, and with a lot of things then it becomes a schedule, like, okay babe, I'm ovulating, let's do this, and it's just a job, a chore. There's no longer intimacy. And I think a lot of people they have this vision of conceiving with love, they waited for the right time and all of these factors, and then when you're really wanting it, it just becomes, okay, let's do it. But intimacy is so important. Relationships, like, let's not forget.
Yeah. And with the family, there can be pressure there. Oh, when are we going to see a baby? And even if you do tell your family, it's very hard to get understanding for people because they've not experienced the same thing that you have. And a lot of well-intentioned comments from friends and family can actually be really hurtful to people.
Oh, 100%. And I do. I think the human body is amazing, but there's so many toxins and disruptors out there that that's the reason I think we're in a bit of an infertility epidemic. But there are tons of solutions. The body is amazing. And so when we met at the Greater Reset Conference and you gave your talk on detoxing and pharmaceuticals, I was so excited to meet you and collaborate. And there was so many synchronicities because you were running detox retreats and you're the detox expert. Detox Daddy, as we call him sometimes. And I really enjoy helping people with reproductive and sexual health. So it was just perfect. And yeah, we came up with this retreat so that we can build connection and community that's so lacking in our world of infertility. And then, yeah, the reason why we think infertility is on the rise. I like what you said, one of your teachers, that...
Okay, so I'll say a little bit about that. So when I was at the Greater Reset in Morelia, Mexico, I've been researching a book about the pharmaceutical industry, and I've put out a lot of articles. And that was partly because I've gone through my own health struggles and things like that, and I've tried so many different alternative therapies. With some with modest results, some worked quite well. But over the years, I got a good idea of what helps and what doesn't. And discovering the principles of detoxification was like a complete game changer for me. I used to be intolerant to gluten and dairy. I had all sorts of digestive problems. The worst thing was the kind of like bouts of depression and anxiety. Now, especially depression, that probably led me onto the self-help and alternative therapy journey, because, you know, when you're, if you're depressed enough, you'll do anything to get out of it. Now I know that those are all related. They're not different diseases. The digestive health led to those other things. I had eczema, psoriasis, I got blotching in my chest, and I went to a mainstream doctor. He gave me some cream. I thought he was going to cure me. When I came back a couple of months later and said, oh, this has come back, you know, why is that? He'd be like, I don't know, like poor luck. And that began to help me begin to realize that the mainstream doctors were only treating symptoms, not causes. When I discovered the principles of detoxifying the body, that opened up a whole world to me. But I had to stitch the information together a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and whatnot. That's why I was so glad to partner with you, because I could have got through this much faster years ago and solved these problems that I had efficiently and quickly. And I also, one of the people who treated me more successfully for my digestive issues was a Chinese medicine expert. So that was like also synchronistic for me meeting you. So we were able to actually deliver a streamlined program, because I'm going to get into this a little bit more, but when I was on the way to meet you, to meet with your collaborator, your uncle, John Manco, I was just saying to my girlfriend, you know, I've got all this information. I need a place that I can do something with it to deliver it. But, you know, maybe there's just a job waiting for me. Maybe I'll just walk into a place. And then I met them, and that led me to meet you. And as it just so happens, you're like the pelvic health and fertility, acupuncture, Chinese medicine. And your experience, you've actually worked in fertility clinics. I'd already told John a great demographic to work with would be people who want to have children or people who are struggling to have children, because what my teacher said was, we're suffering from intergenerational cellular toxicity. You inherit, and it's not just toxicity, it's nutritional deficiency. Because we've heard so much about how the land's depleted in minerals. In addition to that, the pesticides that they spray kill the microorganisms in the soil, which are meant to pre-digest nutrients so they can be taken into the plant. You kill the microorganisms, the plant doesn't get the minerals. The plant doesn't get the minerals, you don't get the minerals. Because even if you're eating animals, the feed that the animals are getting don't have the level of nutrition that our grandparents were getting. So one of the problems with the mainstream treatments is, if I'm right, right, because we heard this with you see this with cats. If you fed them the wrong food, the first generation would get sick. The second generation would start getting disease, the chronic diseases, what are called autoimmune metabolic diseases. The third generation would start to get heart disease and cancer, and the fourth generation wouldn't be able to reproduce.
Wow.
So what we're seeing is even if you go, we are seeing an epidemic of chronic illness, which gives power to our thesis that the toxicity and the nutritional deficiencies are a factor here. When you look at our kids, they're sicker than ever. More of them are getting acne, ADD, ADHD, ME, chronic fatigue, all of the chronic diseases, and the adults are not being able to reproduce. And what my teacher said was that all physical disease, more or less, all of these chronic diseases arise out of the underlying cellular condition of the body. Healthy cells build healthy tissues. Healthy tissues build healthy organs, and healthy organs build a healthy body. And a healthy body should be able to conceive.
Yes.
So even if you go for IVF treatment and it's successful, you run the risk of being represented in these chronic disease statistics, ADD, ADHD, ME, colitis, and so on. The last thing you want after years of wanting to have a child, going for IVF and finally getting pregnant, is to bring a sickly child into the world. The heartbreak that that would cause would be immense. So what I like with the opportunity we have here to create a retreat for this is to actually get to the underlying cause of the problem and reverse the accumulating toxicity and nutritional deficiencies which have been passed on from all the processed food, the toxins in our water supply, the pesticides, the sprays, the plastics, the BPAs that are accumulating in the cells, and the fat-soluble plastics are hard to remove compared to our own waste, but that's a whole nother question. What we can actually do is turn the tide and start solving this problem, which is systemic. I just want to say one more thing. Like that, the reason why the mainstream doctors have failed to reverse these chronic diseases that we're likely to get is for the same reason that they're looking at the symptom as the disease rather than the symptom as a systemic thing which needs to be dealt with in a systemic fashion.
Well, and as someone that wasn't super familiar with detox, what really like struck home for me was when you said detoxing is only part of it, but it's actually the remineralization that we need. And I never put two and two together that, like, because you do hear about all these detox programs, but a big part of it is getting those nutrients back into the cell. And how can those nutrients get into the cell if it's overloaded with toxins, pesticides, everything you named? And so it's really wonderful because we're partnered with a great natural farmer in Mexico. So we have amazing fruit and juices and vegetables that are void of these chemicals. And so I just think it was perfect. But I loved that a big part of it is getting those minerals back in, as well as we'll have some supplementation in the detox retreat for fertility as well as detoxing.
Yeah, and you're going to teach people about various elements of the body and how they interface. Also, you know, stress being a big factor, you know, what better place to come to than the beautiful Ixtapa, Mexico. Tell us a little bit about, because I think education is going to be a big part of it. I'm going to teach about this stuff. And you're going to, you've accumulated a lot of knowledge, and we work with experts in the area as well. Tell them a little bit about the things that, you know, people need to know about their body that they don't get taught in school.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's really simple and basic, but a big factor is stress. And we're living our daily lives and we're at work. And that's a big thing with IVF as well, is it is a surgery, but many people don't take the time off work. Mm-hmm. And so all this stress, your body does not signal that it's ready to mm-hmm. have a baby. And mm-hmm. so stress is a main factor, which is why come to a retreat. Everything is taken care of you, meals, you're on the beach, and it's just so wonderful. So stress is a big factor, as well as circulation, because again, all of these nutrients and minerals, it's the circulation of the body, and the body is amazing. So what acupuncture and Chinese medicine does is we kind of unkink the hose, like, if you will. So we're improving blood flow to the reproductive organs, also like the fascia systems. The body just has this complex web of lymphatic system, circulation system, the fascial matrix. And so getting all of these nutrients to the reproductive organs is the best thing we can do. So one, we are detoxing the toxins, we are remineralizing, and then we're making sure that you receive proper body work so that the reproductive organs are firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, so it's truly a holistic approach, because we're really fortunate that we're in an environment that is quite vibrant. And I think one of the things that people worry about when they go on a retreat is, am I going to be bored? And there's so much to do here, and there's so much that we can provide for people to keep busy, that this isn't going to be a retreat like going up like a monk in the Himalayas to fast for 28 days. Tell people at home some of the other activities they or their friend who they recommend might come here can expect to partake in while they're at a retreat, because we do live in quite a vibrant environment.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited because we will be in Ixtapa Palace Resort. So everything will be taken care of you, your juices, your supplements, your treatments. But and then we also have yoga, breath work, movement classes. And we alluded to in the beginning how connection is often lost during the fertility journey. So we hope to have some connection games, intimacy games, as well as Anthony is going to be leading daily expert education on detoxing and whatnot. And you can ask your questions. We'll have consultations. So acupuncture will be a part of it. We're also very lucky to be in a very health-minded town. So it's this beautiful town in Mexico, Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. And everything is taken care of, but why I love Ixtapa is there's still a town. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if you've ever been to other resorts in like Cancun or Puerto Vallarta, mm-hmm. but the town is almost separated mm-hmm. from all of the resort mm-hmm. space. And so we are in a resort, like right beside the ocean, but there's also this beautiful town. So you get to go to the markets, do some shopping. And so we will have loads of activities and outings to the beach, guest lectures, and it's also a very health-minded town. So we have tons of amazing body workers here as well for you to get additional support, meet really interesting people. But the biggest part that I love about this is the community that we'll have. Again, like I said, sometimes the fertility journey is lonely, but we'll have a community of people, and I'm sure lots of you have gone through similar experiences. Yes. So people to share in that and actually understand what you're going through.
It would be a big deal to be around people who really get it when you talk about the struggles that you have, and they don't just give their glib advice or say, oh, I'm sure it'll work out or something like that, mm-hmm. which can be well-intentioned but really helpful. I am, for one, looking forward to going down to the beach and releasing some turtles back into nature.
Yes.
We've got some outings like hikes and e-bike tours, and we can have Spanish and salsa lessons around here as well, if you want to shake it a little bit. And I just know that we're going to have the most phenomenal time together. So if you know someone that this would be helpful to, please pass it on to them. As I said, I have reversed a whole bunch of conditions using the kind of protocols that we're teaching here. We use particular supplements to help your body remove different things. Your cells breathe in, breathe out, eat, and they also poop, just like you poop. So this is one thing that you can benefit from, which is giving your body a spring clean. That's the easy part. the body was evolved to remove these wastes. There's other things like the microplastics and heavy metals that your body might need help with to remove from the body. And that's best done in an environment like this, where it's controlled around other people. And you're going to get a deep insight into how that works. So we've got a retreat here to help you rise to greater levels of health. And in the process, you should be able to conceive it. So to speak. So is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I think the main point that I want to get across is that stress is a number one factor in not being able to conceive. And so we have everything taken care of. You can focus on yourself, your partner, that connection. So it's a relaxing holiday, but you don't have to feel like, oh, I just have trying to conceive off the table. We're still working towards your health and your fertility journey, but you get to relax in a beautiful destination and everything is taken care of for you. So I just think it's a fantastic option, one to try before IVF or IUI, just to get your body healthy and it'll be better susceptible to IVF and IUI procedures, but also just as a natural alternative to continue trying to conceive naturally if the body is healthy. So much comes from that. We just get the ball rolling, and I'm excited to see like how everyone reacts. And that's the other beautiful thing about being in a retreat is if you are having tougher reactions to the detox, we have the detox expert here, and he'll do consultations, make sure you're feeling good. So you'll be under the care of people as well.
That's right. You might bring your partner along kicking and screaming, and they might reverse some of their... We can't obviously make any medical claims or anything like that. It's not medical advice. But you just never know what happens when you decide to commit to something like this. You decide that it's for you and make a commitment to change your life for the better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing that we're really trying to promote as well. Like, one, if you are trying to conceive alone, this is fantastic for you and will assist with the IUI, donor sperm, whatever route that you choose. But also we really encourage partners to come because egg quality and sperm quality are our utmost important. So the more we can improve sperm and egg quality, the better chances we have at conceiving. Oh, another thing that I really liked was a friend of Anthony's. She is a midwife, and she brought up the fact that the egg quality, it starts 3 months before that egg is actually fertilized. And so this is a great way to get the body ready for conception. So it does. It takes 3 months before that egg is fertilized and the health of that egg. And so we wanted it to follow the menstrual cycle, the ideal menstrual cycle, because we go through different hormonal changes with each phase of our cycle. Right. It's good to get the body healthy, detoxified, and in the right state of mind before you're looking to conceive. And also, if you've seen the podcast with Paul Roy and Ernesto, they talk a lot about like the soil health and how that relates to reproduction. And so I love that. And so we have Ernesto doing gardening, permaculture glasses.
Yes, people can get involved.
Yeah. And so you're also welcome to work in the garden and just ground yourself in that. But it's such, if you haven't watched that, I recommend watching it because it is really great how we nourish our plants. And that's a big belief in Chinese medicine, is that humans are the same as nature. We need to nurture our environment, make sure we get the right minerals. And so Paul does a really great job of how the soil health and our body's health are able to fruit and reproduce, because it is really important that we're taking care of our minerals and the soil health of our body. And another great thing is that we'll have these daily information sessions. So Anthony will be talking about detox and I can talk about fertility. And that's information that you get to take home with you. And also, I believe a lot of the recipes, and we'll give you instructions for how to continue this detox and remineralization back at home as well. So it's not only about coming here, it is about getting that relaxation in the body, getting all that information, taking care of yourself. But we hope that we are going to give you tons of information for you to take back home and implement in your daily lives as well. So it's not just about this. It's health is an ongoing journey. You never know everything. You're never finished with it. But that's the beauty of it. We can always be learning more and continue on this health journey.
I think what I could say is this retreat isn't just going to prepare you to conceive, but to live a fertile life.
Yes, I love that. You can conceive it.
You can conceive it. That's a wrap for us today. I'm Anthony Samroff with the great Dr. Megan Manco. If you know anyone that this would benefit, please pass it along. You could save your friends, associates, a tremendous amount of suffering if they happen to have this information.
If you or someone that you know could benefit from our detox and fertility retreat, you can find our landing page at youcanconceiveit.com. Yes, that's right. I scored that URL. Youcanconceiveit.com. Youcanconceiveit.com. If you have any other ailments that you think this might benefit, feel free to get in touch with me personally at anthony@beyourselfandloveit.com to discuss if coming down to join us could be for you.